From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders divided over the migration crisis. Europe's migrant crisis Tuesday focused on the Hungarian capital Budapest, where authorities briefly shut down the main train station. Hundreds of migrants, mostly from the Middle East, were left stranded outside as they sought passage to Austria and Germany. Hungary's foreign minister, Péter Szijjártó, took aim at the policy on mandatory quotas of migrants for each European Union member state. He says it failed because it encourages both human traffickers and immigrants, and he says those who take steps to stop the influx are smeared with false allegations. Meanwhile, the International Organization for Migration said Tuesday more than 350,000 have made the perilous journey across the Mediterranean this year to escape poverty, persecution, and war. South African President Jacob Zuma escaped an impeachment bid Tuesday over his government's refusal to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who was under indictment by the International Criminal Court, and allegations of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide in Darfur. Musi Mamani is leader of South Africa's opposition Democratic Alliance.
This government has officially abandoned Nelson Mandela's commitment to a human rights-based foreign policy on the 15th of June. That was the day Omar al-Bashir was smuggled away from South African soil in defiance of an order of the North Gauteng High Court. It was an escape aided and abetted by President Jacob Zuma himself.
A local court sought to detain the Sudanese leader attending an African Union meeting in June. The government insisted Mr. Bashir had immunity. Tuesday's vote failed to reach the one-third of the 400-seat parliament. This is VOA News.